So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cites a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Rabbanan say, Nara Hamay Rasa, Hiva Via Makabnas Gita, a girl between 12 and 12 and a half years old, who underwent Erisin, the initial stage of marriage, can accept her own get, as Rashi explains, Dogadailahi, because she's an adult. Additionally, her father can also accept her get, because as the Gemara in Gittin explains, Yada Yisei Rasa Zachal Rachmana. Her father's ability to accept the get was given in addition to her own. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Ein shtei yadayim zeiches keechad. Two people cannot both have the power to affect one person's divorce. El aviyah mekabel eskita. Only her father can accept her get, because b'makom aviyah yadi lo lav klomi. As Rashi explains, Legamri uk merachmon debrishusei kol yimei nairis elam kein nisis. During yimei nairis, the Torah placed her completely in her father's domain until she marries. Therefore, as long as her father is alive, she cannot accept her own get. Rish Lakish adds, "Kemachlekes legerishin, kach machlekes lekedushin." This machlekes applies to kedushin as well, and that the Rabban hold that a naira can accept her own kedushin, while Rabbi Yehuda holds she cannot accept her own kedushin. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, "Machlekes legerishin of lekedushin, devrei hakol avi avlohi." The machlekes is only regarding get. Regarding kedushin, even the Rabban hold that a naira cannot accept her kedushin. The Gemara mentions two versions of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanin's explanation of my time with Rabbi Yechon Alib Jabanan, who hold that regarding Gerishin, Hiva via Makabnas Gita, and regarding Kedushin, Avia Velohi. Gerishin, Bein Hiya Bein Avia, the Machneses Atzma L'Shus Avia. In a get, her father consents for her to accept the get as well, because through the get, she now returns to his jurisdiction. However, Kedushin, Avia Velohi, the Mafkas Atzma L'Shus Avia. However, in Kedushin, her father does not consent, because she now leaves his jurisdiction. And although regarding Maimer, the Mishnah rules Ketanim and the Erisin in Eisim b'Maimer El Medasa Via, a minor girl awaiting Yibim from the brother of her deceased husband through Kedushin cannot accept Maimer without her father's consent, v'hanayra b'Medas Asma b'Medasa Via, if she's 12 years old, she can accept Maimer even without her father's consent, and vir mafkas Asma Rishosa Via, she is leaving her father's jurisdiction, the Gemara later answers, Shani Maimer Hoyel Bezkuka v'Medas, a naira can accept Maimer, even without her father's consent, because she's already bound to the Yavim through his deceased brother's Kedushin. But a naira cannot accept Kedushin without her father's consent, because she's not yet bound to her husband. Or, Gerishin Bein Hi Bein Aviyah Dibal Karcha. In a get, there is no need for her father's consent, because a get does not require consent. Kedushin Aviyah V'lahi Dimidaita. In Kedushin, we do need her father's consent, because Kedushin does require consent. However, regarding Maimer, Bein Hiyu Bein Aviyah, the Balkarcha of Rebbehi, because the Rabbanan concur with Rebbe who holds that Maimer is effective even without her consent. Therefore, there's no need for her father's consent. The Gemara explains that accordingly, our Mishnah which states, Ha'ish Mekadesh is Bitu Kishi Naira, Boy Ubishluchai, a father can accept Kedushin for his daughter who is 12 years old on his own or through his agent, which implies, Bo Ubishluchalai, the Naira or Harshliach cannot accept Kedushin. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah is in accordance even with Rabbanan, who hold Kedushin Avi Yivlohi. While according to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah is in accordance only with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Kedushin Avi Yivlohi, but not the Rabbanan, who hold Kedushin Bein Hi Ubein Avi. The Gemara asks, Ba'imene Ravim Rav Nachman, Na'ara Ma'o Shetasa Shlich Lekabu Gita Miad Baila. According to the Rabbanan, who hold regarding Gerishin, Hiva Vi Makam Nasgita, a Na'ara can accept her own get. Can she also appoint a Shlich to accept her get? The Gemara initially assumes that this question is based on the following question. Ki ad aviyah damya, that a naira can accept her own get is because she's considered her father's hand. If so, ma aviyah mashri shlich, afi nami mashri shlich. As her father, she may also appoint a shlich. Oy, kechotzer aviyah damya. A naira can accept her own get because she's considered her father's property. If so, ademachi gita liyada le megarsha. As a chotzer, she's divorced only when she actually receives the get, but not through a shlich. However, the Gemara concludes that this is not so. She's definitely not considered a chatzar, because dehavi lo chatzah hameshtemer shleil dasaviyah. She guards herself, independently of her father, and therefore, loy megarsha, she would not be divorced even when she receives the get. Therefore, the Gemara explains, loylem pshita le dechiyad aviyah damya. She's definitely considered an extension of her father's hand. And the question is as follows, mi alima kiyad aviyah leshavi'i shliach oylai? Does she have the complete power of her father, and that she can even appoint a shliach? Or she has only partial power, and therefore she cannot appoint a shliach. Amalei ein oisa shliach. The Gemara continues, Itmar, ketanish in eskatsha shleila dasavia. If a minor girl accepted kedushin without her father's knowledge, Rav and Shmuel both say, tzricha get, but tzricha miyun. She requires both a get and miyun. And the Gemara explains, Tzricha get, sheminestratza ab bekedushin. She requires a get, because perhaps her father did consent to the kedushin. Tzricha miyun, shemaloi nestratza ab bekedushin. The Chum initiated that she also requires miyun, because perhaps her father did not consent to the kedushin. But people might assume that her kedushin was effective since she was given a get. V'yemru, in kedushin tevsim b'achaysa. If the Mekadosh would give her a sister a kedushin, they will assume that it's not effective, because she's a chayz kurashasai, the sister of his divorcee, while in fact it is effective. Therefore, tzricha miyun, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, the miyun shows that her kedushin was without her father's consent, and therefore never effective, and the kedushin to her sister would be effective. Rav Nachman says, v'hu sheshitchu. Shmuz halach is only if they were already engaged. As Rashi explains, de'ikil l'sveikesh shem nisratze kishashama v'ave kedushin l'mafreya. In that case, there is the possibility that the father did consent, and the kedushin takes effect retroactively. However, loy shidchu, they would never engage, ein ma'aseh ketana klum b'chayavir. There's no need for get and miyun, because the father certainly did not consent, and a minor cannot accept her own kedushin while her father is alive. Man d'masniha, loy masniha. Others say that Rav Nachman never made the above distinction, and Shmuel stated his ruling in both cases, shidchu b'loy shidchu, tzricha get b'tzricha miyun. And Ula disagrees and says in both cases, Shitchu, v'loy shitchu, afila miyun in the tzricha. She does not require a get, and no miyun, because Ula holds that the father certainly did not consent even in the case of shitchu. This discussion continues in the next daf.